That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
On the eve of the first CNN presidential debate, we'll have live coverage here on WOKV at 9 o'clock. Post-debate coverage led by Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington, where this morning the president is offering pardons to thousands of military veterans, Jared, forced out of service because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Bring us up to speed.
Yeah, so this obviously dates back even before the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that was put in place during the Clinton administration. Prior to that, it was against the Uniform Code of Justice, the military's code of justice, to be homosexual, to be gay. This is a pardon that would cover, they believe, about thousands of veterans who were discharged, in some cases faced a court martial because of sexual orientation or gender identity. The reason for this is because those types of dishonorable discharges and records on military records can have an impact on the ability to access veterans benefits, job and housing benefits as well. And so this is a way President Biden says to right what he called a historic wrong. A lot of questions yesterday for senior administration officials about the timing of this. Why is the president doing this now, so close to an election, when it is something that could have been done, you know, very early in his administration? There are certainly some procedural steps now that to move forward. Essentially, this is a blanket pardon, and then veterans who believe that they that this would apply to them would essentially send in an application, kind of you know, ask for their records to be restored. And again, part of the challenge here is going to be reaching some of those veterans, but this is a step that the White House says was taken to correct what they viewed as a wrong, certainly long after now, not just the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell during the Obama administration, but the first week in office for President Biden, he also reversed the policy that prohibited transgender people from serving in the military.
This might be one of those that adds another question to the long list of questions that Jake Tapper and Dana Bash will have for both Biden and Trump tomorrow. Just saw a poll out today by the AP and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Nearly 6 in 10 U.S. adults say they're extremely or very likely to watch, read, or listen to commentary about the debate at CNN studio in Atlanta yesterday. Seems a lot of attention on what we'll see tomorrow.
Well, it's being simulcast. What else are you going to watch? Yeah. I mean, is ESPN taking it? They may be taking it, too. I don't know.
It's
being
Hockey's
simulcast
over.
Everywhere. There you go. It's being simulcast everywhere, right? And listen, I do think that, you know, the first debate between Biden and Trump 4 years ago was a record-setting viewership for a presidential debate. I imagine this will certainly be within that range. An awful lot of attention, not just because of, I think, you know, obviously it's Biden and Trump. This is an election that has been playing out now for quite some time. It is very early. But listen, there are a lot of questions about both of these candidates that go well beyond just policy, right? You have age and mental fitness concerns for President Biden. You have kind of a temperament concern that some have expressed for former President Trump. That will be on display tomorrow night. And it's going to be, I think, a big factor for some of these voters who fall into a category that we are now calling double haters, right? Those that don't like either Biden or Trump, but have still indicated to pollsters that they intend to vote for somebody. Who will that somebody be? I think, you know, could really play out tomorrow night as we kind of get to compare and contrast for the first time both of these candidates, both of these presidents on stage at the same time.
Mm. Double haters. Hey, you remember back in the old days when you were going to Jaguars games at Everbank Stadium? We got a new stadium coming, brother.
I saw. Is it still going to have the hot tubs and swimming pools?
I think there will still be that, but the most important feature for most of us early in the season, at least, is some shelter from the extreme heat. So cooler air in the Stadium of the Future, as it's being called here. So we got to get
I always
you.
Thought that was an advantage for the Jags. That hot air,
not when it feels like 120 on the field, man. We got to get you in for a Dallas game when they play Dallas again here.
We'll do that.
All right. Fox's Jared Halpern will be part of our team coverage of You Decide 2024 tomorrow. Be listening. We'll have debate coverage for you from CNN and simulcast on Fox here on WOKV. Starting at 9 o'clock, and Jared will be anchoring our post-debate coverage if you are listening in or headed out to that late shift start.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.